It's Tuesday Douche Day.
Okay, there's a guy in England who bought a girl a drink, and then 2 weeks later, bought her a vodka and Coke. They talked for a few minutes, exchanged numbers, went their separate ways. 2 weeks later, she gets a text from him asking to pay him back for the drink. He wanted $9 for it. And she said that she was just so surprised that she just decided to send him the money. She's also pretty sure it was because of both their drinks, not just hers, but she did it anyway. She posted a screenshot of the conversation on Twitter, and now it's going viral, and the guy is obviously getting some hate.
I know it's supposed to be a douchey story, but
spooky, spooky, douchey.
Did anybody for a second think hero?
Maybe. Well, I just think it's a very bold move, and obviously it was bold enough that she was like, you know what? I'm going to do this, actually. You know?
He wanted to send Chocolate Love 25 a text and say, hey, can I have that $10 drink back?
Chocolate
or like,
Love
do you want to buy me a drink sometime?
That was Dusty's Tinder date that hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of it. You know, when you buy a girl a drink or you swipe right, you're often just sort of rolling the dice, as in, will this be love? Will this be something where I can really meet someone and I can finally find the happiness that I know we both deserve? Or will I at least get laid?
Right.
And, you know, it's really like the Powerball. You just don't know.
Really,
you have to hit a certain
you have to pay the money and risk losing that money. You might make it back. You might get it back and then some.
I'm not one of those dudes that thinks that, you know, you buy a girl a drink and you get a certain amount for that.
Right.
Like, hey, we're supposed to do something now. But there are some girls, and Chocolate Love 25 was one of these, who seem to take advantage. And she was in her phone the whole time, not even looking at me, not interested, but then asked to order another chocolate martini. Was like,
okay.
Really?
Well,
really?
See, and that's the thing. That's where the douchiness lies, is that people, the guy expected to get something from it, from buying a drink.
Now, but in Dusty's case, we don't know how this woman acted to him. For instance, if you accept a drink from a man, and tell me if this is way out of base or I'm being like super chauvinistic or I'm rooted in the 1800s here, but shouldn't you at least talk to him for a little bit?
No.
If you accept a drink from a guy, you can always refuse it. But
yeah,
if you accept
just to be polite.
Don't you chat with him for a moment and give him the time of day?
I say it's polite to say thank you. Yes. Okay. In that way, I would say, yeah, thank you. But I don't think it's expected to like have a whole conversation about it. But a small thank you and then see where that goes.
Well,
that's fine.
You have to sort of, so you're just saying thank you, bye.
Well.
Oh, you bought me a drink. Thank you. That's the acceptable amount of conversation that you have?
I don't really know what the acceptable amount is because it depends on the
friends?
Well, no, it depends.
I disagree with
this. No. It depends on if the dude is going to be all skeezy about it, you can say thank you and then go,
but don't you have to give him a chance to be skeezy? For instance, the kind of level of transaction here is okay, you buy me a drink and then I will chat with you and see if you're okay to talk to.
Right, okay,
and that may be a paragraph to two paragraphs of conversation, but you have to let him say a cheesy line.
Let me tell you where I was coming from, though.
Otherwise, don't accept the drink.
Let me talk! I was coming from.
Yes?
Anytime that I've been bought a drink, it's never been, hey, can I buy you a drink? It's just, hey, this guy over there ordered a second drink for you, and then I'm just like, cool. Now I feel obligated to talk to you, and I'm not going to go that route. So thank you, a little ways, and then that's fine. And if they want to talk to me, I would say thank you and let them know that I'm not interested, and that's fine.
Oh, I think
so.
That's
I've
wrong.
Never been actually asked. What?
Yeah,
it's not my fault.
Oh, no, I think Lindsay's is fine.
If somebody, because in that way they're kind of
know.
Pushing a drink on you, and then you feel forced to drink the drink in the first place.
The waitress and they're like,
hey, you've been forced to drink that drink? Did that guy come over to your wrist? Make sure that you've held it in your hand and then pour it in your face.
But I'm saying, if somebody asks to buy me a drink and I either say, thank you so much, I'm okay. I don't accept drinks from people just randomly.
That sounded like you did, actually.
Well, no. I was with your wife and we were watching, we were at a bar named Sue. I was with your wife.
Tell you what, I want to hear more about the story. Brad has sent us a text with Dusty with Chocolate Love 25. I think that there is a prearranged date. There are some obligations from both parties to pay attention to each other. And that's what Tinder is.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe go even halvesies.
Throw this in the odd jar.
I was unable to use my words to express that I did not like Dusty's thought.
And then Brad says, in reference to the argument that Lindsay and I were having, there are girls who use guys like a meal ticket, not good, but a guy shouldn't expect anything more than maybe a thank you from a random drink. Bye. Here's where I disagree with Brad. I think I probably misunderstood what you were saying. I thought, Lindsay, when you get a random drink buy, as in this dude has bought your second drink and you just go, oh, thank you, and that's all that is expected. I think when somebody buys a drink for you, that is the implied there is, I'm going to have 30 seconds to go up to her and talk with her.
Yeah,
And if you don't, you're not into that, just reject the drink.
I would never, as a human being, treat anybody just like thanks and bye. You know, I would of course, if they seemed like they wanted to talk a little bit, I would talk to them, let them know that I, you know, in a polite way, that I'm not interested, and things would be fine.
I think it's a lot more confusing when the guy does not come up to you and say, "Can I buy you a drink?" And then you have the option of saying no, thank you, or sure. Therefore implying that 30 seconds of conversation will happen.
And that's right. And I was with your wife, and somebody, all of a sudden, waitress comes over to us, sets down two drinks and says, this is from the guy over there, whatever, points. We look over. He clearly saw that we were kind of confused. He just raises his glass. We raise ours, and that's it. And it was done. And there was no talking, you know, and I didn't.
And nobody came up to you
nobody
afterwards?
Nobody came up to me. I didn't feel like I had to go up
Did
to
him.
Did
my wife go over and talk to them?
No. No.
So we just sat there.
It's unlike her.
I even asked her. I was like, what do we do? And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, do we have to drink it? Because I was like, I don't even want this. And she's like, I don't want it either. And I'm like, but it's rude if we reject it. And so we just did it, and then, you know, if he would have come over and
then
said something,
then I would have said, chat for 30 seconds with
thank
her.
You, yes. Blah, blah, go away. You know, that kind of thing. In a polite way, of course. What?
Well, there's a little bit of meal ticketing there, as in, if he, knowing going in that if he came up to you, you would say, thank you, and all in your mind, you're thinking, go away. If you know that you would never want to chat with that person,
it's not that I wouldn't want to chat with somebody, but if
it's more honest.
If their implication
now
is.
Now I don't agree with you anymore.
No, I don't agree with you. If they're buying me a drink just to buy me a drink and be a nice person, that's one thing. But if they're buying a drink with some kind of expectation from it, that's your own damn fault.
The expectation being, I have 30 seconds to talk with you to see if we
to
are compatible.
Step up to the
that's
plate.
Right. And if you know that you are not available and you are not involved in any, you don't want anything to do with a conversation of that nature, then reject the drink. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
And rejecting, I don't think it's rude to reject a drink.
I think it is on the surface. I think it is more rude on the surface.
I thought that it was just the more polite thing to do, say thank
you. Well, do you want to be a good person or do you want to kowtow to society?
Well, no. If somebody comes up to me and asks me, you know, are you single? And I say no, like, and they bought me a drink, I'm straight up going to tell you that I'm not available, like, if that's what you're looking for.
As
and
you slurp
that
down their delicious Jim Morrison shot.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah, you've ever had one of those?
No.